We're right in the middle of a second date update, and if you're just joining us, today's second date update is a little different. Mm-hmm. Taryn is on the phone, and she wants to call a dude. Do we even know his? Hey, Taryn, do we even know his name?
Yeah, it's Steve. It was in the book.
Okay, Steve.
It was in the books.
So, his name's Steve. Taryn was actually the waitress when Steve was on a date with another girl, and Taryn witnessed the other girl being kind of terrible to Steve. So after they left, she actually got his number from the reservation book and wants to call him and ask him out herself. So it's sort of a second date update since she was kind of on their date because she was the waitress, but not really. So yeah. This is going to be an interesting phone call for Steve. And do you want us to focus on the girl he was with, or do you want us to just tell him that you waited on him and thought he was cute and want to ask him out?
I kind of want to just ignore that girl and get past her.
Okay.
That's a good idea. Now, what do you want us to say if he's totally creeped out that his waitress stole his number from the reservations book?
I feel like he's cool enough to just, like, go with it and kind of feel it out and see where it goes.
Yeah, you think that, but you don't know him.
Like, yeah, he's like, where's your manager?
He didn't really have any conversations together.
Well, I guess if it doesn't go well, then I can just lie and say he forgot something at the restaurant or something.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Produce an umbrella out of somewhere.
We'll see if we can figure out a lie for you if it doesn't work, but I'm going to call him right now, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Steve?
Yes, who's this?
Steve, what's up, man? How are you? This is Jubal from the radio show Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of it before?
Yeah.
Oh, you have? Okay. Sweet. You ever listen?
Sometimes.
You ever hear of a second date update before?
Not sure. Why are you calling me?
So we do a segment on our show. It's called the Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then they end up not calling you back after, you can email us and we'll get that person on the phone and ask what happened.
Okay. So you're calling about a date that I went on?
Yeah. You went out to an Italian place a little bit ago with a girl in a green dress, blonde girl, short.
Naomi?
I don't know if that's her name. I just was given the description. Is that her name? Naomi? That's who you went out with?
Yeah, that's her name, but I'm confused because we have another date lined up.
Yeah, no, that makes sense to me. Won't make sense to you. But she's not the one who wanted us to call you.
Okay.
Yeah, so why did we bring her up? I mean, this is weird. This is a weird one even for us.
Yeah, I'm confused. I don't get what's happening.
So when you went out with that Naomi girl, your server actually noticed you and thought that you were really cute and wanted us to call you.
Okay.
Do you remember her?
Do you remember her? That was a good laugh.
Kind of.
Okay, so you know who we're talking about, the woman who served you that night when you were out on that other date.
Yeah, I remember her.
What'd you think of her?
She was professional. She was nice.
I don't think she was very professional. I would argue with that. Did you think she was maybe cute?
I think so. I don't really remember. I was on a date, so I wasn't really paying attention to
the waitress. Oh, you're one of those guys who pays attention to your date and isn't lusting after the waitress the whole time. Whatever.
Loser.
Yeah.
I guess I don't really get what the point of this is. Why are you asking me all these questions?
Well, I'll just tell you, okay? So, Taryn, that's the name of your waitress that night. She thought you were attractive, and she wanted to meet you.
Like outside of the restaurant.
Yeah, like romantically.
Okay.
And she's actually on the phone right now listening to this conversation and wants to talk to you.
She's on the phone now?
Hey, Steve. It's Taryn. Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
This is weird.
I know it's super weird. I just wanted to get in contact with you. I wanted to reach out, so this is kind of the only way I could think of doing it.
Oh my god, awkward.
do you remember me for real, or are you just saying that?
No, I remember you.
Okay. I just saw, like, the whole interaction between you and your date that night, and you just seemed like a really sweet and nice guy, and the way that she was acting just throughout the night seemed like her saying that she wasn't sure if you were good enough for her, I feel like you're way too good for her. And you deserve somebody who isn't completely high maintenance and into themselves 24/7.
Whoa,
you were really paying attention, huh?
Well, I mean, yeah, it was, you know, you guys were one of my tables that I was taking care of, but it wasn't hard. I mean, you couldn't really ignore it. She was pretty loud about a lot of the things, especially when, like, her food came out, her pasta came out, and she sent it back twice because the first time it was too salty, and then the second time it wasn't salty enough. It's just, it's like she finds reasons to be difficult.
Maybe she has, like, a diet thing with the pasta. I mean, I don't want to jump to any conclusions. She's just, I think she's just particular about certain things like that.
About certain things?
So wait, did you enjoy your date with Naomi, Steve?
Yeah, a lot.
Well, you said you had another date set up, right?
Yeah, we're hanging out next week.
Oh. You're going out with her again after that whole debacle?
Debacle? I mean, it was a first date, so I thought it went pretty well. I mean, it's not going to be perfect for a first date.
I mean, okay, like, I don't know you or anything, but just from the what I saw and what I do know of that time is that you're really nice, and no one should be treated the way that she was treating you through that entire dinner. You deserve way better than that.
Well, thank you, but I think that you were just seeing it in a different way. She's a nice person. She is.
Really?
Yeah, Taryn, I thought you were going to stay away from talking about his date.
I mean, I'm sorry. I know I said I wasn't going to do that, but I mean, she in the middle of this whole thing yelled out at him, "Aren't you gay?" Like, what? What do you see in this person?
Whoa.
No, I mean, I dress really well. People make that mistake sometimes, so.
So you're nice, dude.
Yeah.
I wasn't offended.
She doesn't sound like she was very nice to you.
She's sassy. She's like a big personality. She's harmless.
She has a big personality. She's super into herself. She doesn't really care about anyone else around her unless they're giving her all of the attention. And I know that I'm maybe stepping over my boundaries here, but I feel like somebody's got to step in and be like, you got to wake up, man. Like, she is not right for you. She is not a good person, and you deserve so much more than that, like 100% more than that.
Thank you for saying that.
So wait, I'm confused. Does that ring true for you, Steve, or is Taryn just coming off like she's attacking your date and being kind of crazy?
No, as I said, she has a big personality. I could see why someone would see that, but I'm kind of more of like a easygoing, laid-back kind of guy, so I'm kind of attracted to that in Naomi, I guess. So,
I mean, I can understand on some level of like opposites attract, but you don't need to be completely put down by the other person in order to have that and you be really nice. I really think that you're a nice, sweet guy. You're really attractive. I just don't understand what you see in someone like her who is completely selfish and into themselves only. And I wanted to do this super weird thing. I know it's like completely different, but I just wanted to give it a shot and see if you wanted to go out with me.
Yeah, Steve, would you like to go out with Taryn on a first date? It's kind of a second date because you didn't even know you were being watched while you were on your date. But would you like to go out with Taryn on a date? We'll pay for it.
I mean, I will say if you're into big personalities, Taryn's obviously one too because she called the radio station, stole your number, and here we are.
Hey, don't compare me to the other girl. We are nothing alike.
I'm just trying to help you. He likes the other girl, even though you don't, Taryn.
Well, I mean, we've only gone on one date. We're not exclusive or anything, so
yeah.
I would be open to a first date.
Hey.
So, yes?
Okay.
Is that a yes?
I mean, as long as it's okay with her that I'm still going to be seeing Naomi, then I'm down.
Okay. Well, Taryn, now you have a battle on your hands. Yeah. So you want to see if you can win Steve's heart from Naomi.
How about we leave it at you go out on your date with her, and if you do so happen to change your mind, I'll leave my phone number with the station here, and you can call them and get my number.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
So, Steve, if you go out with, you know, the girl you were originally on a date with, Naomi, if you go out with her and she's a which is what Taryn says.
Yeah.
Then you can call us and we'll give you Taryn's number and you can go out with Taryn.
Okay.
Steve, you know what? Go out with her, one more time because I think that's all it's going to take for you to open your eyes and realize that she is not right for you.
Oh, okay. Confident.
All right.
Wow. All right. You are fiery, aren't you?
Yeah. Now all of a sudden you're interested, Steve.
Hello,
well,
Taryn.
Yes. We'll have Taryn's number here if you want to call us, all right?
Okay. I'll see how this goes, I guess.
Okay. I'll be waiting for that phone call of you telling me, I told you so.